This is Dr. Ali, ALI dictating trans discharge summary. Patient name Sneed, S-N-E-A-D, L-C-E-L-S-I-E. Date of birth 10/27/1949. Place Future Care Sandtown. Date of service 8/10/2023. Discharge summary. Patient 73-year-old female. She was admitted to the Sandtown subacute rehab unit for the local wound care set for left foot surgery, osteomyelitis, and IV antibiotics. Patient was maintained on her IV antibiotics. She completed the course. Electrolyte CBC monitored, and local wound care was being done by the wound team, and patient has also been followed by infectious disease. While in the rehab unit, patient has did well, but as reported by the nursing staff, patient has a poor appetite, and she was also refusing finger stick. She was supposed to be on long-acting insulin, Lantus 10 units every day, along with the sliding scale coverage, but because of CKD and a poor appetite, and refusing finger stick, they were not able to give her long-acting insulin to the facility because of variable appetite and poor oral intake. She was maintained on sliding scale coverage with the Novolog and monitored here. Today, when I saw the patient is doing well. She's awake and alert, cooperative. No headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion. Blood pressure 108/77, pulse 78, temperature 8.6. Respiration 16, pulse of 97%, and blood sugar is 140 at this point. And next, upper longevity, chest and tender lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart test, and S2 abram, nasal, not and valve from past extremities, right leg, no edema, left foot, the surgical side, the wound is still open, but there's no discharge, there's no foul smell, and dressing is clean. I saw the patient with the nurse in the room. And no sign of infection at present. Neuro, she's awake, alert, and cooperative. And discharge diagnosis, status post osteomyelitis of the left foot, status post surgery, and completed the IV antibiotic course. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, CKD. Next line, history of hyperlipidemia. Next line, history of coronary artery disease, history of AFib, history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2. And a poor oral intake. Discharge medication. Patient was advised and also discussed with nursing staff and the manager of the floor. Patient to be get finger stick at least Q8 hour and sliding scale coverage with the Novolog. If sugar up to 200, no insulin, but sugar 201 to 250, give 2 units, 251 to 300. Gave 4 units. 301 to 350 gave 6 units. 351 to 400 gave 8 units. If sugar more than 400 or less than 60, call MD. And a patient was given prescription for the insulin pen. And insulin was given Humalog, H-U-M-A-L-O-G, Humalog insulin Lispro. That she was getting at the facility also. Next line, Lantus insulin was kept on hold because of CKD and patient poor oral intake. That can be resumed at an outpatient when she sees the PCP and the dose can be adjusted. Next line, apixaban 2.5 milligram BID. Next line, Corax 6.25 milligram BID. Next line, lactulose 30 ml TID. Next line, fluticasone nasal spray daily. Next line, fluticasone/salmeterol 500/500 1 per BID for asthma, folic acid 1 mg daily supplement, Miralax 17 gram daily, Capra, 500 mg BID for history of seizure disorder, Milk of Magnesia, 30 cc daily for constipation, Mirtazapine, 7.5 mg daily at bedtime, Gabapentin, 100 mg at bedtime, Nystatin / Triamcinolone cream BID for skin rash, Senacort, 2 tablet BID, Sevelamer, 800 mg, 1 tablet before each meal, Cingulate 10 mg daily, sodium bicarbonate, 650 mg BID, Levothyroxine, 25 mcg daily, Tylenol 650 Q, 4-hour PRN for pain, Ventolin inhaler, 2 puff Q, 6-hour, discharge plan, condition of the time of discharge stable, discharge planning, patient going home with the family as per arrangement with the social worker, and outpatient follow-up has been arranged. Outpatient follow-up will be done with the podiatrist, also with the PCP and endocrine at Midtown campus.